Testimony. Open declaration or profession as a faith. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelations 19:10. A testimony for or against something is a powerful thing. It affects the opinions of the hearers in one direction or another. In a court of law, it can determine a verdict of guilty or innocent. In marketing, a testimony can sway the undecided to purchase a product. In a church meeting, it can edify the hearers. To the unbeliever, a testimony can plant a seed producing faith. To a believer, it enables us to overcome the enemy. Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. To a disciple, it is a duty. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power, and after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Our testimony of Jesus is our light. We are to let it shine. Luke 11:33, no man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. Darkness is the absence of light. All that has to happen for darkness to set in is for the light to go out. Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. While Jesus was in the world, he was the light. Now that he is at the right hand of the Father, we are the light of the world. Our testimony bears witness to the truth and grace of God through Christ Jesus. Your family needs your testimony. Your friends need your testimony. Your community needs your testimony. Our nation needs our testimony. The world needs our testimony. 1 John 3:17. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Demonstrate the love of God in you with your testimony to those in need.